Okay, let's do the segment we are, I'm at least calling a dent in the news because I liked that. But Lisa, of course, will be the arbiter on Monday whether that continues on. Or Tuesday,
I can save mine since we don't have much time since I already did a Twister story. So go ahead with the other two.
Oh, that makes me want to hear hers.
Yeah, we'll
I'll wait till next. It's time for What's With.
We'll squeeze it on in. What's with?
That's your Friday segment.
That's my Friday segment.
Go for what's it. With? Okay, so what is with pump shrinkflation?
Shrinkflation,
we all know what that is. Yeah. You know, where less cereal and less chips and the bags and whatever. So when you get to the bottom of like liquid hand soap, lotion, shampoo or conditioner that has the pump on it, you know, and you keep pumping and nothing's coming out, but you can feel that there's a ton of product still left in the bottle. Or it drives me crazy.
Are they making the thing shorter these days?
Yes, they are making the pumps shorter.
Why?
So I've been trying to figure this out. So I lift the pump out, and what I do is I lift the pump out, and then I just dump it over, and I still use more to get more stuff out, or I add water to the to the hand soap. But anyway, it's driving me crazy. What is with pump shrinkflation? And I think it's a thing.
Why would they shrink the
pump? Yeah, what's the advantage?
Because they want you to throw away the bottle.
Yeah, because there's still stuff left in it.
When you can't pump it anymore, they say, oh, it's empty, so you throw it away. Well, I don't throw it away. Mine lasts another couple weeks, let me tell you.
Oh, absolutely. I will squeeze toothpaste with pliers to get as much out as
I can. Well, we did the toothpaste thing a couple weeks ago, but this is the pump shrinkflation.
Pump shrinkflation, okay.
Yeah. She's got her hand on her hip, and she's pointing her finger at John.
Red,
but her hands look very well moisturized.
They are.
Right hand pump.
Take that pump out.
Steve, we'll leave that where it is. What do you got?
Are you ever interested in the color of the year?
No.
Really? I think it's fascinating.
Color of the year? Oh, is it like what paint color's in?
Pantone always describes her. Declares a color of the year.
What is it?
And it speaks to the fact, the influence they have over us, you know, that they can get us to buy stuff. This year's color is mocha mousse.
Brown?
Mocha mousse.
No, it's not brown.
What is mocha?
It's a shade of sophisticated and lush, and yet at the same time unpretentiously classic.
What color is it closest to, Steve?
I would say Jell-O chocolate pudding.
So brown.
Yeah.
They called the color of the year brown.
Mocha mousse. And but you watch, people will now start. Designers will sell mocha mousse. You'll be wearing like mocha mousse sweaters.
I like that name, mocha mousse.
I like the name. I don't like the color.
You haven't seen it since Baskin and Robbins. Mocha mousse.
Mocha mousse.
It does sound like an ice cream flavor.
It does, very much. But so that's the color of the year.
Brown is in.
And mark my words, what's with that? We're all going to be wearing brown next time at this year.
Okay.
Next year at this time.
We'll mark it down. Andy, you got 30 seconds. What do you got, bud?
All right. So yesterday we talked about those two people that married when they were 100 years old.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say something else. Don't bring back race.
No. Now, there's a Pennsylvania couple who divorced about 50 years ago, and they're going to get remarried.
Oh, what a love story.
They were 100?
1951, and then they were divorced in 1975. The gentleman is 94, and the future bride is 89. They have 14 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and twin great-great-great-grandchildren.
I mean, that makes sense. You get into your 90s, you start to forget.
Yeah, so they've been married again. They were remarried, and now they're going to get married again. And, apparently they've forgotten about all the things that caused them to get divorced in 1975.
Wow, that's interesting.
Were they paying alimony, and then they had to stop?
It must be, you know, financially.
Yeah, imagine dividing all that up, and you got to bring it all back together.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's a nice little story.
See, there you go.
Find love in unusual places, or back where you left
it.
Back where you left it. Okay.
It was the last place you put it.
Exactly. Okay, round of applause for us staying cleaner than we were yesterday. Thank you.
That was on Mary, not us.
Oh, thank you, everyone. All right, let's take a break. We got news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.